This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins are on the field this hour. They're taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates in Fort Myers. Both teams lost separate games yesterday, including Minnesota's 7-2 setback to the Red Sox. The Wild lost at home yesterday to the Maple Leafs 4-2. They trailed 3-0 after two. Head coach John Hines says he told the team to keep pushing, though, into the third.
Just keep playing. I thought, you know, we made a couple mistakes while on the back of the net, but I think you look at every statistical category that would allow you to win a hockey game. We hit them. We just didn't find a way to win. So, you know, that's hockey sometimes. You know, I think it's sometimes you get rewarded for it. Sometimes you don't. I thought in tonight's game, you know, that was the case.
Minnesota's at Chicago tomorrow. The news was no better for the Wolves yesterday, losing at OKC 116-103. Head coach Chris Finch says there were too many miscues.
Turnovers were a real problem early in the season, and they're back again. I think some of it, we had probably, half a dozen turnovers in the backcourt, just sloppiness in transition, breakouts, outlet passes, that kind of stuff. That's one, and you know, anytime you kind of fight the crowd against this team, they're gonna take it from you. And there was several of those, too. Most of those happened more early in the game.
A total of 22 turnovers. Phoenix comes to the Target Center tomorrow night. The Gopher women are dancing for the first time since 2018. They'll host Green Bay on Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Minnesota head coach Don Plitzewhite, of course, is thrilled.
Yeah, it's really, really incredible that our young ladies have this opportunity. And there certainly are so many people to thank for making this happen. And it starts with our administration for opening up the barn that we can play here. But for our young ladies, this is really special for our team, for our program, for our university, you know, certainly for our community, and I think for this region. And now to have an in-region matchup is something that hopefully will continue to grow the sport in women's basketball.
Tickets are on sale now at gophersports.com. This is MNN Sports.